Stan Rees started at Coldcliffe Colliery when he was only 14. His father had a similar working background.
He was a miner, he was a Welshman, came out here and started up at Coldcliffe. His father was a miner. Once you got coal mining in your blood, it seems to stick in there. It was the old pick and shovel days. They'd draw for different sections of the mine. They used to draw for positions. If you got a good draw, well, you made money. If you didn't, well, you was battling. And they worked hard. I seen chaps there. Of course, there was no such a thing as compensation them days. And they'd come and they'd be working in their missus's corset because they'd have a broken rib. Because if you didn't work, you didn't get any money. You know, you'd see blokes coming with broken fingers and, oh, terrible it was.
The day after I turned 16, I must have been a bit of a torment to my mother because she was working in the shop and I was tormenting her. And she said, for goodness sake, go and get yourself a job. So off I went. I went along to the pit and I saw Bill Sweeney, who was the pay clerk. I said, I want a job, Mr. Sweeney. And he said, you can start tomorrow. So I started tomorrow. I went home and told Mum she nearly had a fit, didn't want her son in the coal mine. Anyway, I stopped in there just on 12 months. I was a clipper. That was clipping the full coal onto the endless rope to take it to the surface and clip off the empties that came on the reverse rope.
Ron Draper reflects.
The skips had come up in the cage and the onsetter had to pull a lever to let them out. They went down onto the weighbridge where they had a leather token on it, leather with a number stamped on it. And this bloke used to yell it out inside to the two weighmen. There was a company weighman and a federation weighman. That's a union weighman. And they'd take the number and the weight, and that's what the miner got paid on. And then it'd go from there and up a creeper. And the skip used to bump back on it, and it'd come up and go off at the top. And we had to sprag him from there down to the next bloke. He'd change the points from one tumbler to the next, and they'd bump the empty out. He'd pull the lever as they went in, which would lock the things on the bottom of them, and pull the other lever up with his other hand, and the skip would turn over and empty down into the shakers, the screens. And what you done down there was you picked the stone out before it went down into the railway wagons, or the best amount that you could. A lot of our coal went to White Bay Powerhouse or the railway.
But my first job was at South Clifton where my dad and my uncles worked. And it's the best job that I've ever had in my life. I couldn't wait to get to work. Honestly, I used to run to work just to be able to go down the coal mine and just sit with them men and listen to some of their stories that were just so unbelievable stories. And just to sit there and listen to them and work with them and learn off them, and which I did.
After the first year as a clipper, Gus Forbes took on the job of wheeler.
In those days, you walked 3 mile in with your horses. You walked 3 mile out. There was no transport. You had to take the powder in on one of the horses. There was no water in the mine in those days. We didn't get the water in until we got the machinery in. And I was 23 years of age. I was as fit as a fiddle. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. And I would go to sleep at the tea table. It was slavery. Nobody should work that hard. Nobody does work that hard anymore. You chased horses. They were tandem horses. You had a lead horse and a body horse. And you really, really worked hard. You earned every penny you got. And I was on the machine wheelers were the highest paid wheelers. It was 23 and a penny a day.
Now, these horses, were they ponies?
Well, they were big horses, some big horses, yeah. Yeah, well, they were average-sized horse. Very nuggety, very good, and of course the horses got to know what they had to do. Each wheeler treated his horses his own, more or less, and then every weekend they'd bring the horses up out of the mine and the horses would come up for the weekend. It was a sight to see them come out when you see 50 horses coming out. You'd see them coming out and they'd just go berserk seeing the sunlight because they was down there. Sometimes they wouldn't bring them out of a weekend and they'd be down there for a fortnight, 3 weeks, never even see the sun or anything. It was really a cruel thing for the animals.
How deep did they work?
They worked right in the mine, right at the coal face, 2 or 3 miles. The horses knew their way in, where they were going. It was dark, and, you know, no light or anything. At that time, you only had the lights that used to hang on your belt, not the headlights.